It's time for the Captain's Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight is the start of Memorial Day weekend, as well as game number 5 for the Lake County Captains here in Peoria, Illinois, as they'll take on the Peoria Chiefs at Dozer Park. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari, about 20 minutes away from first pitch here in Peoria. Thank you for tuning in to the Lake County Captains warm-up show on WJCU. In terms of what happened last night, well, the Captains continue to win. They got their fourth straight W, their second win in a row by the score of 3-2, and it was again pretty much anchored by great pitching. Lake County got 3 2/3 scoreless from Gavin Williams. Of course, the note with Williams was that a comebacker hit him on his left throwing hand in terms of the glove and the beginning of that forearm. Positive news with Gavin Williams. He had x-rays at a nearby hospital. They came back negative. He returned to the team hotel at around 11 o'clock last night and is not expected to miss any time for Lake County. So that's the positive on the side of for Gavin Williams. And then the bullpen for Williams behind him in terms of Abney, Damon Cassetta, Stubbs, as well as Zach Hart did the job in keeping the Chiefs to only 2 runs. Lake County offensively got 1 run in the second off of Petey Halpin getting aboard, Raynell Delgado getting on via an error, putting runners on the corners, and then a ball was struck to shortstop, and a throw returned to try and get Delgado off of first base went into foul territory, and Halpin scored there. And then the ninth, more of a conventional way of scoring 2 runs, Mike Amditas had a 2-run single to give the Captains a then 3-0 lead. Zach Hart closed the door, as mentioned, in the ninth, although Peoria did get 2 runs. So where does Lake County stand? Well, they're 22-20, first time to 2 games over 500 since early April, back when they were 4-2. So all things looking up for Lake County, they look, hey, for why not a sweep of a series against Peoria? Of course, we need the next 2. Already have won the series, taking the first 4 games. We'll take a break here on WJCU. When we come back, we'll hear from Mike Amditas, who last night had his first multi-RBI game of the season with his 2-run single. And then after that, we'll look at starting pitchers as well as who to watch for in both lineups. And then starting lineups for both team and first pitch here on a gorgeous day in Peoria, Illinois. Hope you'll spend it here on WJCU, your home for Captains Baseball.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Welcome back into the Lake County Captains warm-up show here on WGCU. Captains taking on the Peoria Chiefs tonight. Already have won 4 games in a row, longest winning streak of the 2022 season here in Peoria, and looking to complete the sweep potentially with a win tonight and then a game, of course, tomorrow to round out their Memorial Day weekend. Well, the hero of last night's victory, which was a 3-2 win for Lake County, was Mike Amditas, who had a 2-run single in the top of the ninth to give the Captains a little cushion, a 3-0 lead, and cushion that they did need with Peoria getting 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Mike Amditas spoke with me today about a plethora of things, of course, about what he did last night, as well as the catching position and its nuances. Here is Mike Amditas on the Lake County Captains warm-up show. Continuing here on the Lake County Captains warm-up show, and here with catcher Mike Amditas, who last night had a two-run single, which was part of a 3-2 Captains win. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So take you back to that at-bat in the ninth inning. What pitch were you expecting, and what pitch did you get and deliver the RBI hit on?
I got a slider. I think that was the fifth or sixth one in a row. He's a big sinker slider guy, so east to west profile. And after the fourth one, I thought he was going to come with a fastball, but I stayed in my legs well, and he threw a slider, so I stayed on it, and I got a ground ball through the hole. Gave us a two-run lead.
Yeah, it was a 3-2 win. The last eight times that you've been behind the plate have been captain's victories, mainly due to the pitching and you working with the pitchers. How do you build chemistry with pitchers? Because there's been guys in and out throughout this season. How do you build a connection with so many different arms?
Just getting to know your guys personally, what they like to throw, what works best for them and their pitch profiles, and just seeing it in the game, how they work, and for fastball has ride on it or run, just knowing what works for them and how to get guys out.
I want to ask you about the pitch clock, because everyone wants hitters' perspectives and pitchers' perspectives, but no one really asks about the catcher. Right. Has that impacted you at all, the pitch clock? Have you benefited from it? Do you prefer it? What are your thoughts?
I think it's good for the game. It keeps the game rolling. It keeps more people engaged. The game can get kind of slow at times from a fan perspective of just watching and not knowing what's going on from a inside detailed perspective. So I think it's good. It keeps fans engaged. And from a catching side, I don't think it's much of a difference. I got a little experience with it in the fall league before the season, so kind of got to work with it there. And the game speeds up a little bit at first, but you definitely get used to it. And I think it's good. It keeps the game rolling. I think most games have been under 2.5 hours for the most part. So, yeah, it's good.
There wasn't any big adjustment made, though, for you?
For me, no. I mean, just, you're thinking a little bit faster, but you're not – nothing crazy, staying calm and making the same decisions.
Mike Amditas here on the Lake County Captains warm-up show. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.
And welcome back into the Lake County Captains warm-up show here on WGCU. That was Mike Amditas with us, and he spoke again about the pitch clock. I had to ask, because everyone's, again, looking, the pitchers and how they've adjusted the hitters, but it's also something the catcher has to adjust to as well. Of course, it is a positive in terms of catchers not getting too worn out behind the plate with innings that are quicker, and Amditas has welcomed the pitch clock and said he had a little experience with it as well. Didn't ask him a question about Miami, his alma mater, because unfortunately yesterday they lost by 14 runs in the ACC tournament. Was planned to ask him about it if a win, because their championship game is on, or it's tomorrow, I should say, in the ACC tournament in the college baseball ranks. But Miami, after a great regular season, did not make it to the Final Four in the ACC tournament. But I thank Mike for joining me earlier today. When we come back, we will talk about the starting pitchers for tonight, as well as who to watch for in the lineups, and then starting lineups and first pitch from Peoria, Illinois, Lake County Captains and the Peoria Chiefs on a Saturday night by Saturday in May.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want?
how do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Welcome back into the Lake County Captains warm-up show here on WGCU. Captains taking on the Chiefs Game 5 of this six-game road series and completing what is a 12-game, 13-day road trip from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Peoria, Illinois. The Captains will be returning Memorial Day to East Lake, Ohio. For tonight, though, Lake County looks for their fifth win in a row and fifth win of this series, and the starter they look to achieve that with is Doug Nikhazy, a left-hander who's coming off his best start of the season against Cedar Rapids last Saturday. Nikhazy went 4 1/3 in that ballgame, allowing only two hits, two earned runs, one of those being a home run in the third. He struck out 7, though, that a season high as well for Nikhazy, and he only walked two batters in what was a 12-run offensive onslaught for Lake County, and Nikhazy did a good job steering the ship early in terms of on the mound. He enters this game with 7 games under his belt started, 21 1/3 innings, 22 hits allowed, 12 earned runs, a good strikeout-to-walk ratio, 35 Ks to 19 walks, a 5.06 ERA. And an 0-2 record, Nikhazy looking for his first win. He's a second-round 2021 draft pick, got a fastball, curve, cutter, and changeup. And 6'205", the left-hander from Windmere, Florida. He faces another guy who was a 2021 draft pick, third round in Austin Love from North Carolina. Love this season with a 6.75 ERA, and he's battled. It's been pretty much an up and down season for Austin Love. His last start, though, was his best against Beloit back on May the 22nd. Last Friday, he went 5 innings of work, allowing 6 hits and only 1 earned run with 6 strikeouts. Love's best start of the season, not in terms of length, that was the previous start against Beloit with 6, but his last starts have been better than early on in the season where he struggled a tad. In terms of Love, he's a 6'3", 240-pound right-hander. His pitches, he's got a fastball, changeup, slider, and cutter. That fastball could max out at about 97 miles an hour, something the Captains' hitters have to keep a keen eye on. And I mentioned from North Carolina, and the right-hander has a 6.75 ERA this season, a 2-4 record, and he's from Mount Eulah, North Carolina. So then your starting pitchers for tonight on Peoria, or for Peoria, Austin Love, and for Lake County, Doug Nikhazy. Now we'll take a look at who to watch for in the lineup for both teams. We'll start with the Peoria Chiefs, another lackluster offensive performance for them. We have to pretty much dial in on Jacob Buschberger if you are a Captains fan and someone looking in terms of this Peoria lineup, because he's really been the only guy that's consistently produced this series. Yesterday had an RBI triple and now has 21 runs batted in the 28 games he's played this season. Buschberger's batting cleanup and starting at first tonight. For Lake County, a couple guys you could choose. Of course, Amdidas, who had the 2 RBIs yesterday, not in the lineup tonight. The catcher that is Mikael Ramirez, and I'm going to key him in as someone to watch for. He's behind the plate and batting eighth. The reason, he hasn't played a lot in this series, only 2 games played. DH on Wednesday night and then behind the plate on Thursday. He's catching Doug Nikhazy tonight and he's looking for that first hit in the series. But Ramirez coming off a series in which he had 2 RBIs against Cedar Rapids in the only 2 games he played there. So we'll see Ramirez, the guy to watch for. He's batting eighth and playing the catcher position. So that will do it for the Lake County Captains warm-up show. When we get back, it will be starting lineups and then first pitch from Peoria, Illinois. A beautiful day, the sun shining, and fans ready for baseball. Hope you are as well here on your home for Lake County Captains Baseball, WGCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
He rockets one deep to left field. No doubt about that one. John Kenzie, Noel. Tanner Bibee, 9 Ks. Martinez, a deep drive to right. Back at the wall, and that one is gone.
Welcome to Lake County Captains Baseball. Today's game is brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech. Make digital transformation simple. Empower your future. Empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank. Committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. And now, Lake County Captains Baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight, the Captains look for win number 5 in a row. They're here in Peoria, Illinois, to take on the Peoria Chiefs at Dozer Park. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vaccari. Thank you for tuning in to Lake County Captains Baseball here on WGCU. Captains last night with a 3-2 victory, back-to-back nights with a victory by that score. They've won 4 in a row, their longest win streak of the 2022 season. They will face a Peoria starter in Austin Love, the right-hander from North Carolina, third round 2021 draft pick. The lineup that goes against Love goes as follows. Leading off the center fielder, Petey Halpin. Joe Naranjo playing first, bat second. DH, John Kenzie Noel, batting third. Alex Replanes is in right, cleanup. Shortstop is Angel Martinez, batting fifth. Christian Cairo, the second baseman, bats sixth. Third base, Reynel Delgado, batting seventh. Mikael Ramirez behind the plate, batting eighth. And Connor Coxon's in left, batting ninth. As Love's first pitch, an off-speed that gets a swing and a miss from Halpin, and we are underway. Lake County tonight in their gray uniforms with Lake County written across the chest in blue. Their dark navy blue cap with the captain's emblem, the captain's head with the hat, and the yellow brim on the cap. Love the 1-1. Halpin reaches down and pokes it foul down the left field line into the lawn area here at Dozer Park. Count 1-2. Tonight, Peoria Chiefs are going under the moniker Peoria Orange Barrels, so their jersey looks like an orange barrel with arms and legs, red and white stripes across, with Peoria written in on the front in orange where the white stripe is. As Love, the windup kick and the 1-2, a breaking ball outside and low in the count. Two balls and two strikes onto Petey Halpin, the center fielder for Lake County. Recently turns 20 during this road trip and riding an 8-game hit streak as he chases a fastball outside. A good start for Austin Love tonight. There's one away. The defense behind Austin Love for this evening in left, Tommy Jew. Mike Antico is in center. Todd Lott in right. From third to first, it's Roman Mendoza, Matt Chambers, Francisco Hernandez, and Jacob Buschberger. Behind the plate is Aaron Antonini, and on the mound is the right-hander in Austin Love, who starts Naranjo out with a fastball high in the count 1-0. On to the captain's first baseman. Naranjo swinging here in this one. Place foul left side up and over the suites area on the third base side. Naranjo only two hits in the four games he's played in this series, but one of them a triple that brought home a run back on Thursday. As the fastball comes inside, Naranjo with a check swing did not go around. He works the count to two balls and a strike on Love. Love sent the kick, the 2-1. Fastball inside at the hands of Naranjo. He stays away in the count now, three balls and a strike. On to the captain's first baseman. Here's the 3-1 from Love. Naranjo swinging. This one popped up left side. Third baseman in Mendoza will give it a look, but it goes into the seats, and the count now full. Umpires tonight, by the way, Felix Neon is working the field. Behind home plate is Joseph McCarthy. A 3-2 from Love. Breaking ball down low. It misses. So Joe Naranjo, who had three walks yesterday, begins his night tonight with a base on balls. First runner aboard for Lake County with one away. Brings up John Kenzie Noel, who's on quite a games in a row streak for the Lake County Captains. He has not missed a game since the second game of a doubleheader on April the 16th. First pitch from Love, breaking ball low. Naranjo thought about going, but sprawling on it is Antonini. And Naranjo will stay put. Count it one ball, no strikes. Very impressive streak for Noel. He's all but started one game during this streak, but did appear as a pinch hitter in the ninth in that one game he missed. Love the 1-0. Noel puts this line drive to deep left. Staying put is Jew, though, and he'll make the play on line drive. Hard hit by Noel, but right into the defense. And there's two away. With two outs, Alexi Planez comes to the plate. He's gotten on base in three of the four games since his return midweek last week in Cedar Rapids. Naranjo the lead on first. Buschberger holding him there. First pitch from Love, fastball high. And inside, the count 1-0. As Love the look around, third round draft pick 2021 draft from North Carolina. Planez deals with him appropriately. A line drive, base hit into left. Hard hit baseball by Planez. First hit of the captains today. And Naranjo's now at second. Two runners on, two outs, and Angel Martinez to the dish. Martinez with a nagging shoulder issue, but getting the start tonight. He's only played three games, though, on this 12-game road trip. This is game number 11. Tomorrow will be the final game for the Captains. Naranjo's on second. Planez is on first. Love is set at the belt. And from the stretch, his first pitch, a fastball in at the feet of Martinez in the left-hand batter's box. The count 1-0. Of working through some command issues early in this start, the base on balls. He's been behind to start pretty much every batter besides Halpin tonight as a breaking ball hits on the outside corner and the count 1-1 onto Martinez. Love a look back. The 1-1 fastball called strike at the top of the zone. Martinez hops in the left-hand batter's box. He thought it missed a tad high, but the count 1-2 Love trying to escape with two runners on. Araujo's on second. Planez on first. The 1-2. Martinez fends it off, fouling it left into the concourse on the third base side. Big crowd on hand. Expected to be the biggest of this series. And then tomorrow, once again, a 6:35 start locally here in Peoria. Part of Memorial Day weekend. And great weather for a baseball game tonight. As the 1-2, Martinez fouls it off and reached down and with the end of the barrel of the bat, just got a piece of it to keep this at-bat alive. That was the 20th pitch for Love in this inning. 11 have been strikes. He's gotten two outs, a strikeout and a flyout, but two runners he's permitted on the base pads as well. Naranjo the lead off second and the lead off first for Planez. The 1-2. Cut on and miss. The off speed on the outside part of the plate works for Love to get him out of the inning. Lake County does have two base runners in reach, but none that come home. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, two left on base. To the bottom of the first. And Doug DeCheesy making start number 8 this season on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Bottom of the first, Lake County got two runners on the top half, but none to come home. As Doug DeCheesy will make start number 8 this season. And his first, of course, against Peoria. Coming off a great start, 4 1/3, allowing two runs and 7 Ks against Cedar Rapids last Saturday. This Saturday, he'll face Peoria in the lineup that goes as follows. Leading off, it's Mike Antico, the center fielder. Shortstop Matt Chambers bats second. Todd Lotson, right, batting third. Cleanup hitter is first baseman Jacob Bushberger. Aaron Antonini behind the plate batting fifth. Thomas Francisco, the designated hitter, bats sixth. Second baseman Francisco Hernandez batting seventh. Third base Raymond Mendoza bats eighth. And Tommy Jew in left rounds out the order. AZ starting off this at-bat with a breaking ball. Now the 0-1 comes in, once again a breaking pitch. It misses inside and low in the count. 1-1 on to Antico, who's riding a 12-game on-base streak, the longest for Peoria this season. McKenzie sent the 1-1, off-speed once more, and this one hits at the knees, 77 miles an hour. On the curve from McKenzie in the count 1-2. McKenzie the nod to Ramirez. And calling time is Mike Antico in the left-hand batter's box. McKenzie sent once more. The nod to Ramirez. And the 1-2. Fastball inside at the knees of Antico, who's 6-14 in this series, the only hitter above 300. Above 450 with six hits in those 14 plate appearances, including a single in the sixth last night. The 2-2 breaking ball, Antico just fouls it off back to the back netting behind home plate. McKenzie working on the command has been the thing early on this season. Only 2 walks in his last start, and the most strikeouts of any start this season, 7, in his most innings, 4 1/3. As the left-hander deals, the 2-2. Looping breaking ball, just misses on the outside corner. And the count now full. Lefty versus lefty matchup, McKenzie on to Antico to begin this bottom of the first. McKenzie, the pitch. Breaking ball sails high, and it's a walk worked by Antico. Strong at bat for him. He's on base to begin his day. And to begin for Peoria this early evening. They're looking to get one against Lake County. They've dropped the last 4 games here at Dozer Park, and the last 6 in total dating back to their last home series as well. 6-game home losing streak after they got off to a really impressive start in terms of at home in April, going 10-2. They're now just 11-11 at home, meaning 2-9 in the month of May. As McKenzie the nod, and we'll start off his at-bat to Mac Chambers, the shortstop. And before that, McKenzie a dart over to first. Short lead for Antico, but you can't ever be too comfortable with him on the base pads, the leading base stealer on Peoria and in the Midwest League. He's got 20 in 23 attempts this season. McKenzie's first pitch to Chambers, a breaking ball called strike at the knees, count 0-1. Chambers 3 hits in the 4 games played this series, also 3 walks. And he's batted second and played short in each and every game of this series. The 0-1 from McKenzie, fastball on the outside corner, called strike, count 0-2. McKenzie readjusts the jersey, easily the hottest day that he has pitched in this season. Currently 76 degrees and not much of a breeze out at Dozer Park. As this one hit by Chambers right into the glove of Martinez, moving to his right, Antico returns the first before a throw comes. Martinez with great reflexes, moving to his right, catching the line drive off the bat of Chambers. One away. Defense behind McKenzie tonight. Connor Cox in left, Petey Halpin in center, Alexfree Planez in right. From third to first, Raynell Delgado, Angel Martinez, Christian Cairo, and Joe Naranjo. Behind the plate is Mikael Ramirez, and on the mound, Doug McKenzie. We'll face Todd Lott. As McKenzie a double glance towards first, and now a throw over. Antico back in without a slide safely. Lott was transferred from AA Springfield to High A here in Peoria to begin this series. Has played in each and every game of this series as well. He's played in right field for 4 of the 5 games, batting 3rd in all 5. As he starts his at-bat with a check swing, it's a called strike anyway. The count 0-1. McKenzie on to Lott. out at 188 currently in the four games played. On base and slugging, the same number as well, was batting 180 with Springfield. In the month of April and the first half of May, Nikhazy's 0-1. It's a fastball high, another check swing, but no go around from Lott this time, so the count 1-1 on the 92-mile-an-hour heater from Nikhazy, his fastest of the day. Nikhazy the kick, the 1-1, off speed, put to the back wall by the bat of Lott. And the count 1-2 in this bottom of the first. Nikhazy the deep breath. Antico's still the runner at first, and increasing his lead ever so slightly. The count 1-2 on the right fielder in Lott. Nikhazy once again a throw over. Antico slides back in. Despite the success for Antico in terms of on the season, this series, he is 2-for-3 taking a back. One of the three times he's been caught all year. The 1-2 from Nikhazy, breaking ball low, and Kyle Ramirez keeps it in front of him as it bounces off his chest protector. Antico stays put at first, and the count 2-2. Nikhazy on to Lott. In the two games that they'll play this weekend, the first of two, no score here, bottom of the first, one out. And a count 2-2 with Antico at first. The 2-2 pitch. Lott swinging, and this one in the air to right center field. Halpin moving to his left, and in right center field makes the play. There's two away. I'll bring up Jacob Buschberger to the plate. Mentioned Buschberger in the Lake County Captains warm-up show about the success that he's had. Sure, he's had 5 strikeouts in this series, but he also has 3 hits, including an RBI triple yesterday. And now has 21 runs batted in 28 games played this season. He's been the standout for Peoria this season. As Nikhazy's first pitch to him, a looping curveball and a called strike at the knees, count 0-1. With Buschberger, 306 batting average, 370 on base, 378 slugging. Pretty much all team highs among active players in 28 games played for Buschberger. Nikhazy is shakeoff of the sign, now throws the first. Antico back in without a slot. Hard to think a talent like Buschberger went under-evaluated, but a guy who committed to Davenport University, and that's where he played his college ball, and was signed by the St. Louis Cardinals organization as a free agent during June of 2020. As a fastball comes in from Nikhazy, it brings Ramirez vertical behind the plate, and the count 1-1 on to Buschberger. Lefty Nikhazy, again keeping the runner close. Comes to the plate here, the 1-1, chops foul down the third baseline, rolling towards Lake County's bullpen. And the count, 1-2 on to Buschberger. Nikhazy wipes away some sweat on his pant leg. Now the nod to Ramirez. 1-2, 2 outs. The pitch. Buschberger pops it up. Right side of the infield in foul territory, Mikhail Ramirez sheds the mask and makes the play, moving to his right to end the inning. So a base runner put on, but never getting into scoring position. As a line drive, fly out, and then a fly ball behind home plate ends the first. No score after one here in Peoria between the Captains and the Chiefs. WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captains gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captains merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospital's Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Cairo steps up to begin this top of the second inning. Austin Love, first time through, or first inning against the Captains. Allowed two runners, a walk and a single, putting two on, but also got two strikeouts and one on Angel Martinez to end the inning. As the 0-1 to Cairo, check swing from the Captain's second baseman did not go around, and the count 2-0. Cairo last night was hit by a pitch, and it's been very frequent for him this season as a fastball misses off the plate outside the count. Now at 3-0, 25 games this year, Cairo has been hit by 5 pitches, the team lead. As he swings on a 3-0, this one lofted in the air to shallow right field, backtracking the second baseman in Hernandez. Lott, the right fielder, comes on, calls him off, and makes the play. There's one away. Third baseman Raynel Delgado up next. He started in 6 of the 11 games of this road trip at third base, where he is tonight. And that's 6 including tonight's start. As Love, the windup kick in the first pitch to him. A curveball misses on the outside in the count 1-0. Mendoza, the third baseman, plays in on the left-hand hitter in Delgado, the 1-0. Delgado swinging, a slow roller to the right side. Moving in is the Hernandez, the second baseman, and he flips it over to first for the second out of the inning. Love looking for a quick inning after 21 to get him through the first. No runs scored, but does not want to average 20 pitches per inning if he wants to go long into this one. He went 5 in his last start against Beloit and 6 in the previous start against Beloit. As the first pitch, a fastball called strike on the outside corner, count 0-1. Love got 2 starts in that series. The 0-1, Ramirez swings and misses, and quickly up is Love, 0-2. Fastball on pitch number 1, a slider on pitch number 2. Love ready, and the pitch, Ramirez spoils it, putting it back to the back wall behind home plate. As Love once again ready to go, he fires. Ramirez swinging on the 0-2, a chopper right side, moving in the shortstop, and Hernandez fields waist high and makes the play to end the inning. Hernandez with a good job charging in and making the last two plays of the top of the second inning. Captains go down 1-2-3. We get to the bottom of the second. No one's broke through yet here on WGCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Bottom of the second, 5, 6, and 7 in the Chiefs lineup to face Doug Nicasio at a 19-pitch first inning, allowing only one base runner, the leadoff hitter and Mike Antico, on a walk. He'll face Aaron Antonini to begin things. Antonini in yesterday's game had the base hit, the comebacker that struck Gavin Williams. I mentioned on the Lake County Captains warm-up show, but it's worth reiterating the fact that Gavin Williams is okay, got x-rays during the game yesterday at a nearby hospital. They came back negative as Antonini first pitch swing. Gavin's not expected to miss any starts. He was in good spirits today, joking around about the play. And he's all good with the team today and in the dugout currently for Lake County. But it was a scary situation when the ball struck him on his glove arm, pretty much that forearm area near his hand, and he then walked off the field, and he joked around today in terms of not realizing that he actually flipped the glove up into the stands as Antonini swinging, and this one fouled back to the netting count 0-2. He didn't realize until watching the replay of the stream last night that he threw it away, and luckily the fan gave it right back. So there was no bargaining on the Lake County side in terms of getting his glove back. But he thought he just threw it up towards the top of the wall of the dugout. The 0-2 from the Casey, fastball high, and the count now 1-2 on to Aaron Antonini. Lefty versus lefty matchup. Casey, the shrug of the shoulders, now the 1-2. Curveball, Antonini hard hit down the first baseline. Naranjo with a backhand stop, fields it, and then steps on the bag for out number one. Remember, Captains fans, when you're at a Captains home game, you don't want to throw away that ticket. You want to flip it over and see details on a Moe's Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of two regular drinks. Found at participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, and South Euclid. First pitch from the Casey, a fastball high outside, 92. From the left-hander from Windermere, Florida, on to Thomas Francisco, tonight's designated hitter for Peoria. Last night had a two-hit night as he takes a slider that's a called strike at the knees, and the count even 1-1. Francisco had two singles as mentioned, one off his teammate in college in Gavin Williams. The 1-1, McKaysey off speed, swing and a miss from Francisco, looked unsure on that cut, comes up empty. Easy cheeks off a sign. Now he's ready to go. The offering. Fastball misses on the inside part. 94 from the Casey on that one. His fastball velocity usually in the low 90s. 94 on that heater from the Casey. Really feeling it tonight. Here comes the 2-2. Goes back to the off-speed stuff. Once again a slider going away from the hitter in Francisco. It missed low and away. And the count now full. Nicasey, the payoff to Francisco. Cut on and missed. On the slider, Nicasey with strikeout number one of his evening. He's retired the last five batters he's faced. Francisco Hernandez to the dish. Does have three hits in the first four games of this series. Yesterday, though, went 0-4. As the umpire in Joseph McCarthy is pointing to a ball that was just sitting in the Lake County bullpen. There's no one throwing around, so that ball is probably there for the duration of this inning, probably since the beginning of the game, but just notice now. And Raymond Burgos flips it up into the lawn for a small child. That's the first pitch from the Keezy on to Hernandez. A fastball at the top of the zone, count 0-1. Big crowd here to enjoy baseball as well as enjoy the weather and enjoy their Memorial Day weekend. As a breaking ball swung on and missed by Hernandez, and the count, no balls, two strikes, two outs. And Akazi looking for a 1-2-3 second. And the left-hander deals. Fastball inside at the hands of Hernandez, count 1-2. Akazi not wasting any time between pitches. He's ready to go. Here comes the 1-2. This one struck. A ground ball left side. Hopping into the glove of Delgado. His throw across the diamond in time. And a 1-2-3 inning. Worked by Doug Nikhazy. A strikeout and two ground outs. He's not allowed any hits through two. We go to the third. No score. Peoria, Lake County here. In Peoria on WGCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
On 1-2 for Lake County to begin this third. Austin Love with an impressive start as Connor Cox first pitch swinging a line drive but right into the glove of Hernandez, the second baseman moving to his right, and he was shaded up the middle on the right hand hitting Cox. One pitch, one out to begin this third. Back up top for Lake County and Petey Halpin, one hit for the Captains and two base runners in total through the first time in the order. Love got the better of Halpin with a fastball on the outside corner for a strikeout. First pitch here, a breaking ball on that outside part of the plate. And it's a called strike, count 0-1. Love ready to fire. He does once more, trying to establish the outside part of the plate. Misses with a fastball there, and the count even, a ball and a strike. Love the kick, the 1-1. Fastball in the dirt, count 2-1. Halpin, of course, riding that 8-game hit streak. And yesterday's game had a single in the second. The 2-1. Fastball right down the middle, count even once more. Two balls, two strikes. It's been a fun road trip for Halpin, of course, turning 20 years old and hitting in most games this road trip. As a fastball misses low and the count now full. On to Halpin. Spent this 20 in Peoria, Illinois. Where the Captains play today, tomorrow, and then return home. As Halpin swing, a chopper down the first baseline. Squirms foul. And Halpin will get another go of it. Love Love the nod and the payoff. Off speed, and it misses low. Petey Halpin on base for the first time tonight with a base on ball, second one issued by Love, who in his last start had no walks. Before that, had two against Beloit in terms of hitting three walks, which is a season high. He's done that three times this season. Of course, an ever-growing process, and sometimes in a walk, it's not a command issue, just the batter beating you, and that was the case with Halpin in that last at-bat. As a fastball comes from Love, high and outside on to Naraho in the count 1-0. Naraho's the other walk tonight for Lake County. He was stranded on second to end the first. Love's 1-0 from the stretch. Naraho fends it off foul. It bounces off the wall just below the sweets area here and made a nice clank. A lot more people down below in the box seats to be cognizant of the ball coming down. The 1-1 from Love. Fastball outside high. And then count now 2-1 on to Naraho. Naraho, a very strong start to his season. Average 238, but on base at 373. And the slugging 492. Of course, the 8 long balls for Naraho. As a fastball does not hit on the outside corner. Counting out 3-1 to Naraho. Love in danger of walking his first two batters faced here in the third. Here comes the 3-1. Naraho swinging, and this one pinned back to the back netting. Soft breeze here in Peoria, 74 degrees. It is blowing out at 10 miles an hour. Love, a turnaround throw to first. Halpin back in with a head first slide. Nice response, because Love really has been too fixated on the runner in this inning, but a surprise with before the 3-2 pitch firing over. Now the 3-2 pitch, it's a called strike three. Low and inside on Naraho. Third strikeout for Austin Love. And there is two away in the inning. John Kenzie Noel now steps up for the second time tonight. He had a frozen rope to left, but right into the glove of Tommy Jew in the first. First pitch from Love. Noel with a check swing does break the plate in the count 0-1. There's a slider outside and low. Expect that from pitchers pretty much throughout the season. Against, of course, really Noel, but of course any big right-handed power hitter. Is a fastball now on the outside corner. Called strike and 0-2. Glove up on Noel. Talk about two peaceful names, by the way, Love and Noel. The 0-2. In the dirt, swung on and missed by Noel. Antonini tags him. And it's strikeout number 4 for Austin Love. Finishes his inning with 2 after allowing the walk. For Lake County, it's no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. Before we do so, we got to hear from Logan Batoski and the Cleveland Farm Report.
Thanks, John. First, the low-A Lynchburg Hillcats. They're continuing their home series against the Columbia Fireflies, the low-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. The Hillcats are currently 2-2 in the series, losing 3-1 last night. And at the moment, at the end of the seventh, Columbia and Lynchburg are tied at 2. Next, the double-A Akron Rubber Ducks continuing their home series against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, the double-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Rubber Ducks had a 4-game win streak snapped last night with a 6-3 loss, and at the moment in the bottom of the fourth, the Rubber Ducks are ahead by a score of 3-0. The Rubber Ducks just scored 2 more thanks to a 2-run double by former captain Ike Freeman. Next, the AAA Columbus Clippers. They are continuing their home series against the Buffalo Bisons, the AAA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Clippers lost 4-2 in game 1 of a doubleheader today. They're currently on a 4-game losing streak and currently in the top of the second of Game 2, which is a makeup of their rainout on Thursday. They have no score. Finally, the Cleveland Guardians. They took on the Detroit Tigers in Comerica Park in Detroit, Michigan today. The Guardians were losers of four of their last five, currently on a three-game losing streak, but that streak is no more with a dominant 8-1 win today. A couple former captains doing plenty of damage. Jose Ramirez, making himself a case for AL MVP this season, went 2-for-4 with a triple, a home run, and five RBIs. And former captain Shane Bieber got the start through eight innings, allowing just one earned run and striking out five. The Guardians' next game will be tomorrow in Detroit at 1:40 p.m. Finally, a bit of trivia. Speaking of Shane Bieber, in 2017, Shane Bieber threw 31 strikeouts in 29 innings pitched for the Captains. Which fellow Guardians pitcher threw 53 strikeouts in 57 innings pitched for the Captains in that same season?
What year was that?
That was 2017.
Oof. Nikhazy, by the way, to Mendoza. Mendoza pops this one up right side. It's in foul territory. Naranjo, the first baseman, sprinting towards the dugout. He stops on the dirt and makes the play for out number one to retire Mendoza. On the second pitch, he faced. I want to say it's Tristan McKenzie, but I think he's too young to be pitching at that time. Oof. It's a starting pitcher currently on the team, correct, Logan?
That is correct.
So it's only so many. I'll go Quantrill.
That is incorrect. The answer is Aaron Civale.
Damn it. That was my other guess. That would have been for the record, my second, and then and then who else would have been my third? I don't even know at that point, but there you go. Good stumper there. But at least I feel I had a shot on that one. So that's one, you know, like yesterday I really felt I didn't have a shot as that one swung on and missed by Jew, count 1-1. Thank you, Logan. And by the way, you mentioned Bieber, eight innings. I'm like, wow, an eight-inning start. Jeez, like a rarity today in Major League Baseball. But, of course, when Bieber throws eight innings and five Ks, he gets wound up by Sandy Alcantara with Miami. He went 14 or went eight innings and struck out 14. And then one-upping him was Nathan Eovaldi, who threw a complete nine-inning game against the Orioles today. So, because, of course, I mentioned that, and then those other two happened today. So, you know, still, though, I would give Bieber, of course, a pat on the back there, his best start of the season, and an 8-1 win for the Guardians over Detroit. So counts 2 balls, 2 strikes on to Tommy Jew. Nikhazy, I gave her strikeout number 2, and he gets it on a swing and a miss from Jew in the dirt. And there's 2 away. The third inning of Captain's Baseball is brought to you by Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Meats. Mike Antico, top of the order for Peoria. Nikhazy has allowed only one base runner. Antico, in his last at-bat, has retired the rest of the Chiefs' face today. As the first pitch is a breaking ball, misses low and inside, count 1-0. Of course, as mentioned, the Chiefs today wearing their orange barrel uniforms. I didn't like them when I first saw them, but they're starting to grow on me. As the 1-0, a slow roller down the first baseline, count 1-1, Nikhazy on to Antico. They're pretty much like an orange barrel. And the reason for that, by the way, is just all the construction in Peoria. It was reported for a long time that the Bob Mitchell Bridge, which recently had renovations, would go under construction and be closed. Of course, the problem with closing a bridge is that that's an entry point in and out to a city, connecting East Peoria to downtown Peoria. That's the count now, 1-2. And if it was closed, it would mean for Peoria a tougher way for citizens to get into their city. Luckily, or not luckily, but COVID happened and gave time for renovations. As Antico swinging, he fouls it away up and over the press box on the count, 1-2. So they got to renovate and completed it, and the Bob Mitchell Bridge is how the Captains get from their hotel to the ballpark throughout this series. And I guess it's always under construction. I mean, what city doesn't have major construction? But they poked fun of it here in Peoria. Gotta like it. And you know you're playing minor league baseball when, hey, you get to the ballpark. What am I wearing today? Oh, I'm supposed to look like a cone? Awesome. But I'll tell you, the jerseys are fresh. As the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs on to Antico. Nikhazy, the delivery. Breaking ball, Antico, a good job watching it in, staying with it, and deflecting it to extend this at-bat. Antico worked a 7-pitch at-bat against Nikhazy in the first inning. He will now face pitch number 6 in this at-bat. With the count 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, Nikhazy trying to complete 3 scoreless innings. Nikhazy ready to go. The 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed by Antico. About a 3-4 swing from him. He was fooled on Nikhazy's heater. 3 strikeouts for Doug through 3. We head to the 4th. No score. Peoria and Lake County.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
First pitch. Swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Top of the 4th inning here in Peoria, no score as the first pitch on to Lex Replanis is cut on and missed, count 0-1. Only one hit tonight for either side. It was off the bat of Planez in the first. As he swings here, a chopper up the middle, moving to his left, the shortstop at Chambers, a turnaround throw to first, not in time to get Planez. So now Lex Free has both hits in tonight's ball game with an infield single there. Chambers with a strong effort, but could not get it across in time. It's a leadoff single to begin this 4th. And by the way, Logan and I discussing during the break in terms of Cleveland starters, I named the only one that wasn't a former captain. So there you go. I named Quantrill. He came over from San Diego. Of course, Savali, McKenzie, and Plesac, all captains. So, dumb. But, again, as Martinez's first pitch swing here, broken bat, a short dribbler down the third base line, is effective as a sacrifice bunt, as it's a throw from third to first, and Planez moves to second. But I knew it wasn't McKenzie because he's too young and didn't pitch in that year, in what was 2017. Current score here in Peoria, 0-0. Wade County with an RBI opportunity and an RBI opportunity for Christian Cairo tonight. He flew out to right in his first plate appearance in the second. Planez has the lead at second base, one out. And Austin Love trying to not surrender the first run tonight. As he throws a slider, a check swing from Cairo. He does go around, says Joseph McCarthy. And the count 0-1. Two 2021 draft picks really spinning their stuff tonight. Love, the third rounder for the St. Louis Cardinals, and Doug Nikhazy, the second rounder for the Cleveland Guardians. Nikhazy so far tonight, 3 innings completed, no hits, 1 walk, the only base runner, with 3 strikeouts. 4 strikeouts for Love, 2 hits allowed. As Cairo swings, this one off the end of the bat, shot down the right field line, it drops in for a base hit. Planez rounds third. He's coming home. The ball escapes Lott and now in the corner. Cairo rounding second. He's coming to third, and he'll slide in before the throw comes to the bag. Christian Cairo with an RBI hit, And we'll see the official scoring of whether they give an error to Lott or not. But Cairo is on third. And the Captains with a 1-0 lead now. It's Raynell Delgado who steps up, still one out in this inning, infield in. And that inside-outside swing from Cairo produces the run batted in. His 11th of the season. The 1-0. Love breaking ball outside. The count now 2-0. See how Love reacts, allowing the run on what wasn't a hard hit ball off the bat of Cairo, but just getting enough oomph on it to punch it out to right. The 2-0 on to Delgado. This one cut on and missed, and the count 2-1. Cairo, your runner at third for Lake County. Captains trying to put some cushion because it's exactly what they needed last night and luckily did get in the ninth, a 3-2 victory. The 2-1. Delgado, a chopper up the middle, up and over the pitcher and Love, and into center field as it splits the middle infielders. It's an RBI single for Raynell Delgado, scoring Cairo. Lake County now with 2 runs in the inning. They lead 2-0. Miguel Ramirez will now come to the plate. By the way, in terms of scoring, it is a double for Cairo. And the error is why he gets to third. As Mikhail Ramirez first pitch swing, this one lofted foul into the seats down the right field line. 3 hits in the inning for Lake County and 2 runs coming home on Austin Love. Love set, the 0-1. Slider catches the inside corner, so the count now 0-2 on to Ramirez. Kyle Ramirez in his first plate appearance rounded out to second base. Here comes the 0-2. Ramirez sticks out the bat. This one flared to the right side of the infield. Moving a step over to his right is the first baseman in Bushberger, and he makes the play. 2-1. Connor Cox will come up trying to extend this inning for Lake County, which they've already scratched across 2 runs. Plana's coming home to score and Cairo coming home to score. The RBI double from Cairo and the RBI single from Delgado. Love's first pitch, cut on and missed by Connor Cox, and returning to first Delgado, he leaned toward second but then sprinted back to his back. Love the look in. The 0-1. Cox puts this down the third baseline and past the diving glove of Mendoza and into the corner in left field. Delgado rounding third. He comes home. The throw cut off in time by a mile to the plate. And tagging out Delgado before he slides is Antonini. So Cox with a double, but a play at the plate. And a strong throw from Drew to left. On to Chambers at short. And on to home to tag out Delgado. It ends the inning, but Lake County does score 2 on a total of 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 left on base. We go to the bottom of the 4th, Lake County up 2-0.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
Two, three, and four in the Peoria lineup looking to respond after Lake County puts up two runs in the fourth inning. After an RBI double from Christian Cairo down the right field line and an RBI single from Raynell Delgado with the infield in up the middle. Doug Nikhazy's first pitch here in the fourth is a breaking ball that sails high, count 1-0. Nikhazy, though, with some run support here. Not that he's needed it through the first three at all. He's allowed no hits, only one base runner, a walk by Mike Antico to begin things in the first. But he's since bounced back, retiring in a row. The last nine he's faced, including three strikeouts. As Ramirez will walk out to the mound to have a conversation with Nikhazy here, unusual that you see this after a first pitch of an inning. But both of them discussing the umpire. McCarthy comes over as well and breaks things up. And the umpire now talking with Ramirez. I don't know if it's about the pace or something here, but didn't seem to be a usual mound visit. Regardless, Ramirez sets up behind home plate. Casey set on the mound, and the 1-0-2 Mac Chambers is a fastball outside high, count 2-0. Chambers lined out to the shortstop in Martinez. Lake County has been very strong defensively in this series. In fact, not committing one error as a fastball misses low outside, count 2-0. Adding the error that Peoria committed tonight, they've committed seven now. The team that came in with the second least errors committed in the Midwest League in this series. And it is pretty much truth in terms of not a phrase, but just a general consensus. You don't commit errors in a baseball game and you set yourself up to win. Lake County, no errors through four games, and they have four W's. As this one's chopped foul off the bat of Chambers, the count now full, three balls, two strikes, Nikhazy on to Chambers. Peoria crowd trying to jolt their team a bit, an offense that has been stagnant through this first four at home. The payoff from Nikhazy, Chambers swing, this a high fly ball that will trail off foul down the third baseline and up and over the suite on the third baseline. It's a 2-0 captain's lead here, top of the fourth inning. Powered by offense that came in the fourth with four of their five hits coming in that inning for Lake County. And Doug Nikhazy putting in a stellar performance thus far. Looking for his first out here in the fourth, the 3-2. Breaking ball misses low. Chambers works a strong at-bat. Second walk today for Peoria and second base runner in total to begin this fourth inning. A fourth inning that is brought to you by Meritech. If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple. Empower your business, empower your future with Meritech. Total 54 pitches for Nikhazy, 33 strikes to 21 balls. The first pitch here to Todd Lott is a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. That's in the dirt, count 1-0. Casey's longest start this season, 4 1/3, coming against Cedar Rapids in his last outing. The 1-0, Lott swinging, and this one placed foul to the right side. Out of play, 1-1. be nice to give some innings just because Lake County had to use three relievers yesterday who all pitched brilliant, but we're expecting less of a bullpen day. But Gavin Williams, struck by the comebacker, changed the course. The 1-1 from the Casey, off-speed pitch. Lott fouls this one back right to the right side of our press box area here. In the writer's room, that's vacant today. Two writers yesterday, but hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. No, just kidding. Count one and two. Maybe they're out in the seats or maybe watching from home with a drink. The 1-2. Lott puts this on the ground. Potential double play. Martinez fields on a low hop to second onto Cairo. Cairo's throw to first, though, brings Naranjo off the bag. And then Naranjo does tag Lott, but Lott did not turn towards second. Nikhizi was telling him to tag him, but and he did Naranjo, but does not result in out number two. Out number one, though, on the fielder's choice, a 6-4, as Cairo's throw just came a bit low for Naranjo to his right. Do get the lead runner in Chambers, so it's Lott now on first and one away. Jacob Buschberger is at the plate, the main run producer in this series and this season for Peoria. First pitch from the Casey. A high arcing breaking ball that gets the call at the knees, count 0-1. Casey Snuff has been impressive today, still without a hit issue. As Lott begins a lead, leaning towards the second base back. McKaysey's 0-1, breaking ball, this one on a line to center field. Backtracking is Petey Halpin. He stops in front of the warning track and makes the play for out number two. We'll take a look around the Midwest League scoreboard real quick, presented by University Hospitals. In terms of scores around the Midwest League, there's a couple doubleheaders tonight. Quad Cities with an 11-3 win over Fort Wayne in Game 1. Game 2, 0-0, bottom first. Dayton, a team to watch out for. They're looking for win number 30 tonight. They're up 3-2, end of 7 there against West Michigan. Top of the fifth, Great Lakes at South Bend. South Bend with a one-run lead, 5-4. Lansing is facing Beloit tonight. No score, only three hits combined through the first four innings. Top of the fifth at ABC Supply Stadium. And Wisconsin versus Cedar Rapids. Wisconsin with a win. Tie Cedar Rapids for first. They're down 3-2 at Perfect Game Field. As the count 1-1 here, Nikhizi on to left-hand hitter and Antonini. Big shift on the left-handed hitter. Nonhel Martinez basically playing behind the second base bag, just a couple steps over to his right, to the left of the bag as Antonini calls time. Cairo, the second baseman, playing on the beginning of the outfield grass. The third baseman in Delgado, basically playing shortstop. McKaysey, the 1-1. Fastball, this one high in the air to deep right. Moving over towards the line is Planez, and he will put on the brakes and make the play. Antonini looked like he struck it well, but it's a basic flyout to right field. And McKaysey once again works out of a leadoff walk here in the fourth. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We're through four. Lake County 2, Peoria 0.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the lineup for the Captains here in the fifth. They lead 2-0 after four hits in the fourth. That plated two runs. Austin Love still throwing four Peorias. A fastball hits on, or misses actually, low on the outside part in the count 1-0. Christian Cairo had a RBI double down the right field line, and Raynel Delgado scored him on a single up the middle. Count 1-1 as this fastball hits on the outside corner to Halpin, who was 0-1 today with a walk, swinging here, and this line drive to the concourse down the third baseline. Plenty of kids in attendance, plenty of people in attendance here in Peoria. What is a beautiful night for baseball. The 1-2. Halpin, a line drive, base hit into left field. Make it now 9 games in a row for Petey Halpin with a base knock. He leads off the fifth strong here for Lake County. Joe Naranjo will step up. Naranjo walked in the first, struck out in the third. He's been stellar defensively this season and tonight as well. What a double play was tried for Lake County. It did a nice job reeling in the throw from Christian Cairo as the first pitch swung on a missed here, an 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Love, and the count 0-1. The hype for Love comes from the velocity of his fastball. He's really trying to put together his secondary pitches as the 0-1 is a breaking ball. Strike and the count now 0-2 on to Naranjo. But it's a fastball that's maxed out 96-97. As Love the kick, the 0-2, breaking ball low. Halpin started to sprint towards second, returns to the bag. And the count, a ball, two strikes. As Love looks in, arm dangling to his side. He's towing the right side of the rubber. And the 1-2. Fastball misses on the upper part of the zone. Good job by Naranjo to stay away from that one. A pitch that was close, but did not get the call. Count even now, 2-2. And before that, a throw over to first, Halpin back in with a head first slot. Halpin maybe not the stolen base numbers that Mike Antico has in terms of 20 on the season, but Halpin with a strong total in 7 and 9 attempts throughout this year. He's the leading base stealer for Lake County. The 2-2, off speed outside, and the count is full. Love the look in. He comes set at the belt. The 3-2. Halpin takes off. A check swing by Naranjo. A slow roller left side, fielding at the third baseman in Mendoza. And his throw across not in time to retire Naranjo. Halpin was going, so he's at second. And it's an infield single for Joe Naranjo. Wasn't the prettiest way to get aboard, but he gets on, and that's what matters. So there's two runners on, no outs, and we'll see if Peoria gets up in their bullpen, because there's no outs, two on, and Jean-Kenzie Noel stepping up. Noel tonight 0-2 against Love, a flyout to left and a strikeout. Love's first pitch to him, Noel swinging, and this one fouled away behind the plate, and the count 0-1. 2-0 lead for Lake County, trying to add some here in this top of the fifth. They've got a great start from Doug Nikhazy. Get further distance themselves from the Chiefs with a big inning here. Noel just gets a piece of it up on a slider from Love in the count now 0-2. It is a much needed out for Love in this scenario. as he will throw pitch number 75 of his outing. There's a left-hander getting loose in the Chiefs' bullpen. Love the look back. The 0-2, fastball high. It misses, and the count 1-2. A county with two runs, already seven hits, no errors. Peoria, no runs, no hits, and an error. Here comes the 1-2. Off speed, Noel sticks out the wood and gets a piece of it, flicking it foul to the concourse down the first baseline. Big task for Love and Noel, and then would have to face Planez next, who's 2-for-2 today with two singles. The 1-2. Noel chases on a slider outside and low. A crux pitch for Noel, and it's strikeout number 5 for Love. Much needed there for the right-hander. We'll now face Alexfri Planez. Planez tonight 2-for-2. He singled in the first and led off the fourth with a single and came around to score on the double from Christian Cairo. Love's first offering. Slider low outside, count 1-0. On his fifth game back since returning from the IL. Of course, he started with a home run in Cedar Rapids on the first pitch he saw in returning. As he swings here, this one a blooper in foul territory, and three players converging on it, the catcher in Antonini, the pitcher in Love, and the first baseman in Bushberger, but it bounces just before the fence of the dugout and out of play. Panez catches a break and will come back into the right-hand batter's box to face the 1-1. Sun beginning to set here as we approach 8 o'clock in Peoria. Love sent above the belt. Look back to second. The 1-1. It's a fastball that darts low and outside. And the count 2-1. Looks likely the last inning for Love. He wants to finish it on a strong note and get out of this jam and complete 5 innings of work. The 2-1. Off speed. Planez rockets this one to deep left field. Only question is it fair? And it's not. It's foul. That one hit onto the street. A 100 miles an hour off the bat of Planez. What a rocket. He'll come back, though, with the count 2-2. The pitch. This one swung on and fouled towards the bullpen of Lake County. Love trying to finish off Planez here. The count 2-2. Two runners on for Lake County. Halpin on second. Naraho on first. Fifth pitch of the at-bat. Planez swings, and this one foul up and over my head here at the press box level. Making Love work, and he's up and over 80 pitches. The 2-2, breaking ball. Planez a chopper left side, fielding it by leaping up Mendoza to throw to second off 4-1 on the first, not in time. Does get the runner in Naraho. It's a fielder's choice, 5-4. It moves Halpin to third, because it would have been a tough play for the third baseman Mendoza to get the lead runner in Halpin. He made the smart play there. There's two away. Runners on the corners for Angel Martinez. And now a decision to be made here. Do you go with the lefty if you're Peoria against the left? Or, well, actually, it's actually a smart decision. Martinez could bat for both sides. So you're going to keep the righty in here if you believe Love could get out of this inning. There's runners on the corners. First pitch to Martinez. He's first pitch swinging. And this a dribbler foul. Count 0-1. The only thing that could be in the point of course, bringing in the left-hander is that Martinez has less plate appearances this season facing, or I should say less plate appearances batting from the right side of the plate. Though the number is the same for Martinez, who's 0-2 tonight. Looking for a big hit and to extend this Lake County lead. It stands at 2-0, top of the fifth. Runners on the corners, two outs. The pitch from Love. Martinez swats this one foul. Out of play. Lights turned on here at Dozer Park. The wind getting a bit strong here as well. Mostly blowing out as Love steps on or off the rubber. He had some extra time, and the reason is because the ball from the bullpen of Peoria went into right field. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Love's pitch to Martinez. Martinez, line drive, but a robbery from Hernandez. He dives to his left and catches it on the fly to Ron Martinez of a potential RBI single. So for Lake County, they do not score a run, do get two hits and leave two runners on. The all-star play from Hernandez pushes this game into the bottom of the fifth. 2-0, LC still.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Captain. He's gone four innings of work, allowing two base runners, both via walks. He'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup, beginning with the left-hand hitter in Thomas Francisco. Nikhazy trying to complete five innings of work for the first time this season, his longest outing, 4 1/3 last Saturday against Cedar Rapids. First pitch is a breaking ball that stays up in the count 1-0. Francisco struck out the first of three for Nikhazy tonight as he swings here. Dribbler foul towards the Peoria dugout. Nikhazy a little bit of a wiggle with the front foot, now has it placed set. The 1-1. Off-speed pitch called strike right down the middle. Count 1-2 on to Francisco. Casey, the glance in. The 1-2. Cut on and missed by Francisco. The fastball overpowers him. Strikeout number 4 for Nikhazy. Strong start to his fifth inning. Gives me time to tell you that if you love to save money and you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences, Discount Drug Mart has you covered in just three easy steps. 1, get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. 2, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. And 3, start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saved you the runaround. Hernandez was bunting on the first pitch, pulled it back when it missed. Second pitch here keeps the bat on the shoulder, but it hits at the knees, a breaking ball from Nikhazy. So the count 1-1 on to the second baseman for Peoria. At 232, 325, 323 slash line through 31 games. As he waves at a pitch high in the count, 1-2. Nikhazy, the deep breath. And the pitch. Fastball just misses low, and no swing on a check from Hernandez in terms of him fully committing. Nikhazy with one more out would have his longest outing of the season in 4 2/3 completed. Here's the 2-2. Off speed, this one bloopered into center field, and it's up and over the head of Christian Cairo for a base hit. First hit tonight for Peoria. And a bit of a sarcastic cheer from the Chiefs crowd, of course, cheering on their player, but also, hey, it's the fifth inning, and now we have a hit. But Hernandez does deliver, fourth hit of his series against Lake County, as Raymond Mendoza comes to the plate. Mendoza made his Peoria debut after getting called up from Palm Beach. And that was two nights ago on Thursday. He went over 4 with 3 strikeouts. Tonight, 0-1 with a fly out to first. He squares the bunt, pulls it back, pitch sails high, and the count 1-0. Nikhazy look over to Hernandez on first. Peoria's going to try and run and try and get a run in this game, as this one swung on and missed by Mendoza, and the count even 1-1. Peoria, a team that likes to steal bases, but apart from Mike Antillo in this series, have not done a great job of it. They still have 75 this season, 3 in this series in total, 2 from Antillo. And it leads the Midwest League. The fastball bounces off the plate, count 2-1. Of course, it can make excuses for Peoria in terms of their performance through the first 4. There's, of course, a couple roster transactions. Their 2 best pitchers and their top hitter both were all 3 getting the call up to AA. But there is talent on this team that's just underperforming, and Lake County doing a great job exploiting that. The 2-1, off speed. This one popped up over my head by Mendoza, and the count 2-2. Nikhazy on 2. The third baseman for Peoria. Pumping over 75 pitches is Nikhazy. This next one will be pitch number 77. As Nathan Ocker is getting loose in the bullpen for Lake County. Here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Fielding it is Ramirez, the runner going. The throw over to second, not in time. Strong throw from Ramirez. But by the time he collected the baseball in the dirt, it was not enough time to get Hernandez, who's in scoring position for Peoria. The count 3-2 on to Mendoza. Nikhazy, the stare in. Now, the payoff. Off speed, Mendoza with a check swing does not go around. So he works the third walk-off of Doug Nikhazy. 2 runners on here in the 5th. Nikhazy still hunting for that second out of this inning, trying to make it his longest outing. And, of course, escaping this inning without a run would be ideal in 5 innings completed. Ramirez gives the signals to his infield, and I was about to say, surprised that Caleb Longshore is not out of the dugout, but here he comes to discuss things with his pitcher, his infield, and his catcher. It's 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors for Lake County. No runs on 1 hit, 1 error for the Peoria Chiefs. They've gotten their first hit in this inning from Francisco Hernandez, and a walk to Mendoza is why there's 2 runners on with 1 out. And the Lake County runs, both of them came in the 4th inning, part of a four-hit inning for Lake County. Double from Christian Cairo scored run number one. Randall Delgado pleaded Cairo with a single for run number two. What's at stake in this ballgame? Well, Lake County is looking for win number five to increase their longest winning streak of the season, which stands at four. And Peoria trying to avoid their last seventh game, or losing seven games in a row here at Dozier Park. Stepping up is Tommy Jew, still searching for that first hit in this series. He's 0 for 8 versus Lake County. Nikhazy the look back at second base. Cairo leaning towards the bag. Two runners on, one out. The first pitch from Nikhazy is fanned on by Jew. Nathan Ocker is now warming up in the Lake County bullpen, throwing to Zach Fascia. As time is called by the hitter in Jew. On Nikhazy took a little too long. Of course, there is a pitch clock, so that's never the case. Maybe trying to get the pitcher in Nikhazy out of a rhythm. The 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed by Jew in the count 0-2. Nikhazy brushes away some dirt in front of the rubber. Martinez signaling to Ramirez, the shortstop on to catcher, about the runner in Hernandez, who really never returned to the bag after the throwback from Ramirez to Nikhazy. What a strong lead there. It's the 0-2. Breaking ball. This one swung on and popped up left side of the infield. Nikhazy is over, but it's a third baseman in Delgado who makes the play to the left of the third base line in foul territory. There's two away. Now officially the longest outing of Doug Nikhazy's season and pro ball career. As Mike Antico will come to the plate, tonight walked in the first, struck out to end the third. An RBI opportunity for the Colts Neck New Jersey native. Nikhazy trying to escape with the most damage that's been put on by Peoria, two runners. See. Looping breaking balls cut on and missed. Count 0-1 on Antico. Casey the look back. The 0-1. Another breaking ball. This one bounces away from Ramirez. Both runners will advance into scoring position. Hernandez goes from second to third, and Mendoza now on second base. One is a wild pitch, but was swung on and missed by Antico. So the count, no balls, two strikes, two outs. Nikhazy looking for that final out. Knocker is in relief and appears ready to go if needed. Nikhazy trying to protect this 2-0 lead. Two runners in scoring position. The 0-2. Breaking ball outside low. Count a ball, two strikes. The next pitch will be the 85th. For Nikhazy. Already his longest outing, 4 2/3 completed. Runner on third, Hernandez. Runner on second, Mendoza. The 1-2 to Antico. The pitch. Breaking ball outside in the count, 2-2 in this fifth. Antico once again steps in. Left hand. Pitcher, left-hand batter. Two runners on, 2-2, 2-2. The pitch. Antico flares this one foul up and over the press box. He's going to battle. We've seen it, and you've heard it in the first two at-bats today for Antico. The 7-pitch walk, and then the 6-pitch strikeout. But he has battled in each and every at-bat with a couple of foul balls. Does one right there, so the count still 2-2, 2-outs. Nikhazy, the offering. Breaking ball, Antico once again fouls this one away, chopping it towards the tarp down the first base line. Two straight foul balls off the bat of Antico. Nikhazy trying to put him down with two runners on. The 2-2. Fastball outside. Ramirez faked to throw to third to keep the runner close in Hernandez. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on. Hernandez on third. Mendoza on second. Akazi trying to complete five innings. And he cannot with a fastball there. It misses. Outside and high. Fourth walk worked by Peoria tonight. And that loads the bases. And now the ultimate decision for Greg DeCenzo, the manager, and Caleb Longshore, the pitching coach for Lake County. Do you stay with Nikhazy, who's now at 88 pitches, or go to Nathan Ocker? They'll go to Nathan Ocker as Greg DeCenzo comes out and will relieve Nikhazy. Of course, knowing Doug, he'd want to finish off this inning. But Mike Antico worked his second walk. And Nathan Ocker will come on into what is a precarious spot. Bases loaded. He does have two outs in his pocket. As that ends the day for Nikhazy, only allowing one hit, but the crux in terms of the base on balls allowed, which was four. But a great outing for Nikhazy, who gets a couple claps here in Peoria, his longest pro ball outing. He'll step into the dugout. Nathan Ocker will warm up. We'll come back after a quick break here on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling. But it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Enters in relief for Lake County. He has made two appearances on this road trip, and he has became midway through it on May 21st. He appeared in his first game when coming to Cedar Rapids. He went 2 2/3 innings, allowing only one run, four strikeouts on the 21st. He did pitch in Wednesday's game here in Peoria. He entered in the bottom of the sixth, went one inning, 11 pitches, did allow a walk, but no runs coming across. 3 2/3 innings this season, a 2.45 ERA. Hucker, the returning Lake County captain. He was here all season in 2021, started this year in extended spring training, and back again with Lake County. So he'll have to deal with bases loaded. Two outs, Lake County up 2-0 here. In the bottom of the fifth, the first pitch on to Mac Chambers is a breaking ball that stays high, so the count 1-0. Quite the spot for Ocker to battle out of. The 1-0, got a breaking ball, and this one a called strike. The count even 1-1. The runners are Hernandez on third, Mendoza on second, and Tico on first. Two outs and a 2-0 captain's lead, bottom of the fifth at Dozier Park. The 1-1 from Ocker. Slider and a lot of movement on that one. Zesty at 71 miles an hour. A called strike in the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Bases loaded, Peoria. Looking for potentially the equalizer and more. The 1-2, it's a fastball high. Aping up to grab it was Ramirez behind the plate, who's been solid tonight. Behind home plate has Ramirez. Only one wild pitch that he's had to deal with, and that's why Hernandez was at third, Mendoza at second. And Tico just walked, which put him on, but affected nothing else. The 2-2 from Ocker. Fastball, this one lined foul off the bat of Chambers. Peoria putting in a long inning offensively. Single from Hernandez and a walk from Mendoza, walk from Antico. All off Doug Nikhazy. Bonker can get the out. It'll be 4-2 scoreless for Nikhazy. The 2-2. Fastball high outside. Count is now full, and something's going to give here because it's going to be 3-2. Bases loaded, bottom of the fifth. Captain's up 2. The payoff. This one in the air to left field. Backtracking is Cox. He's under it and makes the play before the warning track. Ocker gets the out needed to keep the Chiefs off the scoreboard. For Peoria, no runs in the inning off one hit, no errors, and 3 left on base. 5 innings completed here at Dozier Park, Wake County 2. Peoria nothing on WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Top of the sixth, Lake County with a 2-0 lead. In search of win number 5 in a row here in Peoria. It's Nathan Heredia on the mound for the Chiefs. So face 6-7-8 for Lake County. Heredia, the left-hander, the kick in the first pitch to Christian Cairo is a fastball called strike inside corner. Heredia, the native of Hato Mayor del Rey, Dominican Republic. His next pitch to Cairo is flared foul. And this one down the right field line. Count no balls, 2 strikes on a Cairo, who tonight delivered an RBI double in the fourth as part of the 2 runs the Lake County Captains scored in that inning. The only runs in this ball game, but similar to last night when Lake County had a 1-0 lead from the second into the ninth inning, it's all they need. As the slider misses outside, sweeping to his right is Antonini on his knees to field. And the count 1-2. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside off the glove of Antonini. And the count 2-2. Sun setting here in Peoria, Illinois. Nice pink cotton candy sky, pink and blue. And what is a beautiful weather night in terms of temperature, 75 degrees and a light breeze. The 2-2. Outside curveball, and the count 3-2 on to Cairo. The county had the opportunity to add some additional runs in the fifth, but they left 2 runners on in that frame. The 3-2. Check swing, called strike 3, though, on Cairo. First strikeout for Heredia, and a good start for him on the evening. Heredia this season, 21 1/3 innings pitched, 7 earned runs. 36 strikeouts to 16 walks, just under a 3 ERA, and he was acquired in free agency in 2018. He was 18 years old. 21 currently. And facing here, 21-year-old Raynell Delgado. Fastball that misses outside, the count 1-0. As Aredia sways back and forth, the leg kick, the 1-0. Delgado lines this one foul into the lawn down the first baseline. A lot of kids and a lot of people sitting along that lawn. Earlier in the game, people tanning out there. Now people just relaxing. The kick in the 1-1. Delgado lines this one to center field, moving to his left, the center fielder in Antico, and he makes the play on the move, backtracking for out number two. Already looking for a 1-2-3 inning, trying to avoid that Mikael Ramirez. He's 0-2 tonight, grounding out the second in the second and flying out to first in the fourth. Ramirez has been strong behind the plate this evening. I mean, Doug Nikhazy, 4-2 scoreless, and Nathan Ocker getting the final out of the fifth, escaping a bases-loaded jam. As already starts him off with a breaking ball, that gets the call on the inside portion of the plate. Heredia once more the 0-1, slider outside low, count even 1-1. The 1-1. Fastball, Ramirez, ground ball, left side. Backhanded stop by the shortstop in Chambers, and his long throw in time made the play in the hole, but no issues. A strikeout, flyout, and ground out. A 1-2-3 for Heredia as we enter the bottom of the sixth. Nathan Ocker starts with a clean inning to work with against the Peoria hitters in the bottom of the sixth. Captains 2, Chiefs nothing.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Peoria, Illinois. Nathan Ocker got the final out in the fifth after Doug Nikhazy left the bases loaded to ensure Didocker. Nikhazy having a scoreless outing, 4-2 scoreless, and getting the much needed out was Ocker with the bases juiced in relief. It's 3-4-5 in the Peoria lineup, trying to get something going against the Lake County bullpen. First pitch, swung on and missed by a lot. Count 0-1. It's been a Peoria lineup that has only managed two runs against the Lake County bullpen, both coming last night in this whole series. The 0-1. This one, hard hit and deep to left field. No doubt about it. Looking up is Cox. And the runs Peoria were in search for comes right here off the bat of Todd Lott. His first home run this season at the high A level. And he cuts the lead to 2-1. Lake County still ahead. Much needed power supplied by the bat of Lott. Now Jacob Buschberger comes on. Ocker will tread a little more carefully with the score now 2-1 as he comes with a fastball outside, called strike, count 0-1. Rushberger tonight, two fly balls, one popped up behind home plate, and another one to right center field. The 0-1, this one swung on and carrying out towards shallow right, backtracking the second baseman in Cairo, and he'll make the play right in front of Planez. Nice defensive play made by Cairo. And there's one away. Less of a gap for Peoria here with the one run supplied by Todd Lott. It's Aaron Antonini who comes up, rounded out the first and the second, flew out to right in the fourth. First time facing Ocker, righty in Ocker versus left-hander Antonini. The first pitch, slider, called strike, outside corner, count 0-1. Ocker set at the belt, the wind-up kick, and the delivery, and it's a breaking ball that is low, and the count even 1-1, 73 from the right-hander in Ocker. He's looking to bounce back in this inning after allowing the leadoff homer to Lott, the 1-1, fastball high outside, 2-1, your count. So cotton candy sky out here in Peoria, just a gorgeous night for baseball, gorgeous night to do anything. Spending here in the baseball world at the baseball diamond, as this one cut on and missed by Antonini, count 2-2. Lake County will play tomorrow as well, and then they finish their season series against Peoria. It's these six games, and the way these first four have started, Lake County wishes they would get a home series against the Chiefs. Potentially maybe another road one. We'll only play them six times this year as a breaking ball is outside low and the count full. Of course, plenty of opponents to play in the Midwest League, the comprised of 12 teams, and Lake County will not play two of them in Quad Cities, as well as the Timber Rattlers in Wisconsin. As Antonini puts a line drive into right center field, Petey Halpin backtracking, he reaches up above his head and reels it in for out number two. So it could have been something off the bat, but was not. So now Thomas Francisco will come to the plate. 0-2 is Francisco tonight, both strikeouts. Wind up kicking the first pitch from Ocker. This one hard hit down the right field line. It just bounces foul a couple of feet over down the right field line. Ocker toes the right side of the rubber. Righty versus lefty matchup once more. Of course, it was a lefty starter in Nikhazy. And he had a great outing as well. Again, only the one hit allowed. 4 2/3. It was four walks, which shortened his start. But still as longest of the season as Ocker delivers a fastball to the plate outside high. Count 2-1. As Ocker once again ready, the 2-1, breaking ball, called strike, count 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Ocker just wants the Lott homer to be the only thing surrendered in this inning. He comes with a 2-2 slider, and that one whiffed on by Hernandez. A strikeout for Ocker to finish his inning. Peoria does get a run on the home run from Lott. One run, one hit, no errors, none left on base. Six innings in the books. Lake County 2, Peoria 1. Final 3 coming your way, WJCU.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
One and two for Lake County, who want to add some insurance after Todd Lott with a solo home run. They lead to the Captains 2-1. Nathan Ocker just pitched for Lake County, and Nathaniel Heredia now on for Peoria. He threw in the sixth, a 12-pitch 1-2-3 as he throws a slider here to Cox and misses low. Count even 1-1. Ready to the kick. The lefty deals, and it's a fastball inside to the right-hand hitting Cox. 95 from Heredia. Big time upside with this left-hander. First season at the high A level. Ready to the glance in. The pitch. Fastball upstairs, and the count now 3-1 on to Cox. Connor Cox, who tonight 1-for-2 with a double. That came in the fourth. It was with a runner on in Delgado, but Delgado was tagged out at home. As the fastball misses inside here, Cox works a walk to begin this top of the seventh inning. So Petey Halpin will now come to the plate. Halpin today 1-for-2, extending his 8-game to now a 9-game hit streak. Got his outfield partner in Cox over at first. Lefty versus lefty matchup here. Heredia on to Halpin. First pitch on to him. Fastball outside high. 95. Count 1-0. Third baseman in Mendoza playing in, aligned with the bag. In the middle infielders in double play depth. Trying to get the runners off. There is a left-hander, by the way, in the Lake County bullpen. The 1-0 comes. Halpin with a big swing and a miss. And the count now 1-1, it is Raymond Burgos currently throwing for Lake County. So Redia looks over towards first. Cox swing back and forth off the base pad. The 1-1 off speed drops into the zone. And the count 1-2. Ready to look over. Now the 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Count 2-2 on to Petey Halpin. Halpin awaiting the pitch from Heredia. Here it comes. This one swung on, blooped up into foul territory, and that one will fall just out of the outstretched glove of Mendoza. Near the dirt in foul territory. You might have heard the crack of the back. Crack of the bat, excuse me, and Halpin will go get a new one from Jean-Kenzie Noel. Halpin steps in. 2-2. No out. Connor Cox, the runner on first, holding him there. Bushberger, the first baseman. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and missed by Halpin. The heater. Was behind the 20-year-old in Halpin. Almost gave him a year there. And there's now 2 strikeouts for the 21-year-old in Heredia. And there's one away. Joe DiRajo was at the plate. He singled in his last plate appearance. 1-for-2 night. Pretty much the same night as Petey Halpin. A walk, a strikeout, and a single. It's just a walk and strikeout for both of them happened in different innings. DiRajo's in the first, and Petey Halpin's in the third. As Coach DiCenzo signals outside of the third base coaching box for Lake County. Short lead for Cox at first. The 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed by DiRajo on the count, a ball and a strike. The long look in for Heredia. Lefty versus lefty matchup, the 1-1, breaking ball, DiRajo puts this on the ground, potential double play ball, but it is booted by Hernandez, no throw made anywhere. He fielded and was leaning to his right to try and get the play to second base. He could not, did not field it cleanly, it will be an E4. While DiRajo gets on, Cox the second, and Lake County with two runners on, one out, Jean Kenzie Noel to the plate. Noel, the same situation in the fifth. And struck out. We'll see what he does here. And coming out before a pitch is thrown, though, is pitching coach for Peoria in Edwin Marino. We'll talk with Heredia, as well as the infield and the catcher. And for Noel, has to wait a bit longer. We'll face the lefty, and for him, the righty slider, Noel, is what he struck out on twice against Love. Won't have to worry about that with the left-hander throwing in Heredia. The matchup of two guys representing the Dominican Republic. Mound visit is over. Cox returns to second. He was speaking with manager DiCenzo. Of course, about possible strategy on the base pads and, of course, a little communication, maybe reviewing some stuff as well. Because both allowed to be in communication of a single struck by Noel. Potential play at the plate. The outfield, of course, back with the power hitter in Noel. As Heredia looks back at second, the first pitch. Curveball called strike at the knees. Count 0-1 onto Noel. Heredia look back at second. Two runners on. Noel with a big cut comes up empty on the 82 mile an hour changeup from Heredia. Heredia the kick, the 0-2 comes with another off speed pitch, and this one low in the count 1-2. Keeping it in front of him is Antonini. He loses his mask and takes a deep breath now and maybe a bit frustrated with the fact that his team is down for the fifth night in a row. Trying to retire Noel here with the count 1-2. So Reddy looks at first. Now looks at second. The 1-2. Off speed, Noel hard hit and through for a base hit to left field. Cox rounds third, coming home. The throw comes to the plate. Not in time. Cox ahead of the throw and the tag applied by Antonini. It's an RBI single for Jean Kenzie Noel, and Lake County now has a 3-1 lead. Cox was hustling right when the ball was struck. It was a strong throw from Jew and left, but did not come in time. So there's still one out. Lake County gets an additional run here in the seventh. The first pitch here to Planes. He grounds it right to the third baseman in Mendoza. His throw to second for one. On to first. A 5-4-3 converted by the defense for the Peoria Chiefs. But Lake County does get a run in the inning on the RBI single from Noel. One run on one hit. No errors and one left on base. It's time for the seventh inning stretch, and it's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains and everything you love. Captains now 3, Chiefs 1. Bottom of the 7th we go. WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how.
We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Bottom of the seventh inning, new pitcher enters for Lake County. It'll be Raymond Burgos to come on. Burgos making his second appearance of the series. He last pitched recently. It was on Thursday. He only went two-thirds of an inning, though. One hit, one earned run allowed. It was Cade Smith who finished that frame. His first pitch swing here, a little nubbler over to second base. Cairo has to come a long way to his left and does make the play. He was shamed up the middle. It was a slow roller. He had time to get over and to retire Francisco Hernandez. So there's one away. Burgos started off his appearance well against Peoria. He struck out the first two he faced. And then it was a walk and two singles, including an RBI single from Jacob Buschberger, that made the lead ever so tight in terms of it being then 3-2. And Cade Smith came on, got a four-out save. 3-2 win yesterday and 3-2 win Thursday for Lake County. They're up 3-1 tonight. One out, bottom of the seventh. As Burgos to kick, a beautiful slider. The movement on that one, 73, and it hits at the knees, count 1-1. Could be a tad slower than usual when it moves like that. Nice job by Burgos there. The 1-1. This one, a straightforward fastball. And it's cut on and missed by Mendoza, the count 1-2. Of course, Burgos, a 2016 draft pick, 23 years old. He's been in the Cleveland system since the age of 18. As the fastball misses high upstairs, count 2-2. Second season in Lake County. He started three games last year towards the tail end of the season. Primarily a reliever this season for LC. Here comes the 2-2 to Mendoza. Fastball swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. Ramirez will pick it up, and he zings it to first. And time to beat Mendoza. Strikeout number one for Burgos. Out number two of the inning here in the seventh. Tommy Ju snaps up. It's been five straight. Chiefs have gone down in a row. Nathan Ocker, three outs in the sixth. Raymond Burgos, two outs here in the seventh. This one cut on a miss by Ju, count 0-1. Todd Lott led off the sixth with a home run, the only run to show for on two hits for the Chiefs. As this fastball misses outside, the count 1-1, Burgos on to Ju. Left-hander throwing once again for Lake County. This is Randy LeBeau. It could be an inning here to Burgos and then two for LeBeau. But I have to think, too, that Cade Smith might be available as well. Of course, last entering in on Thursday. The 1-1. Swung on and missed in the count 1-2. Burgos on to Ju. Jordan Jones would also be available. Both him and LeBeau last pitched on Wednesday. As the 1-2 from Burgos, Jude with a check swing does go around. Burgos with two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 seventh. We head to the eighth. Lake County protecting their 3-1 advantage.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Nathaniel Heredia ready to work the third inning. He allowed an RBI single to John Kenzie Noel in the seventh. Only run and hit allowed. It's a 3-1 score. He'll face 5, 6, and 7, beginning with Angel Martinez. Martinez will bat from the right side for the first time tonight against the lefty in Heredia. Martinez tonight 0-4-3. Captains with a 2-run lead. And Randy LeBeau throwing, so Burgos, who threw a 1-2-3 inning and 10 pitches, might have been it for him in the seventh, and then LeBeau, who's on more rest to go 2 innings of work. As the first pitch to Martinez, a called strike at the knees, count 0-1. Already the leg kick and the 0-1, Martinez fouls this back to the netting behind home plate, and the count 0-2. The 0-2, Martinez swinging a chopper right into the first baseman in Bushberger, who fields at waist high, and steps on the bag to retire Martinez, and there's one away. We'll take a look around the Midwest League scoreboard, presented by University Hospitals. Quad Cities Fort Wayne played 2 today after yesterday's postponement. 11-3 win for Quad Cities over Fort Wayne in game 1. Game 2, Quad Cities is also up in the top of the 5th on the road. Score 4-2. Dayton, a final against West Michigan. They're now 30-13. Unbelievable. They're win 3-2 against West Michigan again on the road. Home run for Ellie De La Cruz in that one. Great Lakes versus South Bend. It's a back and forth affair. South Bend up 8-6. They're in the top of the 8th at 4 wins field. In the top of the 10th, wow, you're already in the top of the 10th. Lansing and Beloit, the reason that game moving so quickly, as the count, by the way, 0-2 onto Cairo, is the fact that there's been no run score between both those teams, so masterful pitching on both sides. Runner on second in the top of the 10th for Lansing. And then the bottom of the 8th, Cedar Rapids trying to cling to their lead in the West standings. They're up 7-3, bottom of the 8th, and they have two runners in scoring position, one out, looking to add more. The 0-2 from Heredia to Cairo, off speed, called strike 3 on the inside part. Cairo shaking his head as he walks back to the dugout. Third strikeout for Heredia and 2 quick outs here in the 8th. As Reynel Delgado will step up, the third baseman for Lake County, who provided an RBI single for LC in the fourth. It's where Lake County scored two of their runs. The other one coming in the previous seventh off the bat of Jean-Kenzie Noel's. Delgado grounds one foul down the third base line. Ready of the look in, the high leg kick and the 0-1. It's a fastball inside. The count 1-1 on to Delgado. Dark navy blue sky here in Peoria. And the crowd anxious, wanting some excitement in terms of their team offensively. As Delgado lines one down towards the bullpen. LeBeau backing up, and a nice play made because LeBeau was worried about a ball coming at him, but a reliever down there whose job is to protect the pitcher made a play on a line drive with the catch. Don't know who it is just because the sweatshirt is on, but a nice play made. The count, 1-2, 2 outs on to Delgado. Heredia's pitch, fastball inside low, but a nice grab made. Might be Jordan Jones down there. Would have to check after the game, but a nice job protecting it. Just based on the facial hair, it appears to be Jones. The 2-2. Swung on and missed by Delgado. Heredia with a 1-2-3 inning. Three strong innings in relief for him as this game goes to the bottom of the eighth. Peoria will have post-game fireworks tonight, but will they have post-game game fireworks within the game? We'll see. Bottom of the eighth we go. Randy LeBeau on the mound. He's looking for 6 outs and a win for Lake County on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Bottom eight, Randy LeBeau enters in for Lake County. LeBeau has appeared in this series. That was back on Tuesday. And he went 2 2/3 innings of work. He entered in the bottom of the ninth with 2 outs. Remember, that game went into extra innings. It's the first pitch high and inside here on to Mike Antico. The count 1-0. Tico so far tonight 0-1 with 2 walks. Second pitch from LeBeau, on to Antico. Breaking ball 2-0. LeBeau got the win in that outing, by the way. 2 2/3, no hits, no earned runs, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Lowering his season ERA to 2.79 through 19 and a 1/3 innings pitched. 30 strikes to just 4 walks, 4-1 record. And 0-1 in terms of saves this season, getting that fourth win on Tuesday. So going to keep the door shut on Peoria. The score 3-1 here, bottom of the eighth. As LeBeau looks in, Antico will call time. And the count's still 2-1. Captain Gnome thought for a second it might be a pitch clock, and it is actually pitch clock on LeBeau, so the count 3-1. Now the pitch comes in, and Antico fouls it away, a straight comebacker right at Ramirez. He seems to be all right, and the count is full. LeBeau looks in, shakes off his sign, not ready to fire. The payoff. And it's a fastball inside onto Antico. Strong start for Peoria here in the eighth. They've walked a ton today. Four times against Nicasia and now to LeBeau. So five walks in total, but five walks and only two hits today for the Chiefs. As Ramirez comes out and Angel Martinez comes out as well to discuss things potentially with the runner in Antico, who's a concern. He's walked three times today, has yet to steal a base, and has yet to move in a scoring position. But as the innings get later and we're in the bottom of the eighth, not much time left for Peoria, Antico may try and pressure Lake County. Antico this series is 2-for-3 when trying to take a bag. LeBeau now will face Mac Chambers, the shortstop who says 0-for-2 with a walk. A fastball comes in, misses outside and high, and the count 1-0. LeBeau comes set at the belt. The kick of the 1-0, squaring a bunt, then pulling it back. The hitter in Chambers was trying to surprise the Lake County defense. A pitch away, and the count 2-0. LeBeau the look in. Now the look towards the plate. The 2-0, fastball called strike on the outside corner, and the count 2-1 onto Mac Chambers. LeBeau shakes off a sign. The 2-1. Fastball, potential double play ball. Grounder to Martinez. He fields waist high on a second for one and on to first. 6-4-3. Double play. Two outs now in the inning. No one on the base pads for Tom Lott. Tom Lott, who had the home run in the sixth, one of two hits for Peoria, and their only run. His first home run of the season at the high A level. This is fifth game after spending April and most of May with Double A Springfield. The first pitch is a breaking ball off the plate, 1-0. The count, LeBeau on to Lott. LeBeau got that home run off of Ocker. Facing LeBeau here, though, as he swings on off speed pitch on the outside, 80 miles an hour on the changeup from LeBeau, making a 1-1 count. Here comes the 1-1. Breaking ball outside low in the count 2-1. As LeBeau shakes off a sign, the 2-1. Fastball, Lott pins it back to the netting in the count 2-2, 2 outs. LeBeau, who allowed the leadoff walk, then got the double play, 6-4-3. The ground ball he forced. Trying to retire Lott, the top half of this order for Peoria, the pitch. Lott smokes this one into center field, backtracking is Halpin. He'll put on the brakes and watch it into the glove for out number 3 of the inning. We will head to the ninth. Lake County in good position, up 3-1 here. Peoria.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-9222.
wins. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Top of the ninth inning here in Peoria, Illinois. Alan Schmid will enter in for Peoria. He has pitched 9 1/3 innings this season, 12.54 ERA because he has 13 earned runs in that 9 1/3. Native of New Bern, North Carolina, 2018 draft pick in the 13th round by the St. Louis Cardinals. He'll take on Four Lake County. 8-9-1 in the order. Captains lead by a score of 3-1. Randy LeBeau in relief got the three outs needed in the eighth. He'll come on in the ninth. Lake County looking for win number 5 in a row. As the fastball hits at the top of the zone on Ramirez, count 0-2. Schmidt, a left-hander, 24 years old. Standing at 6'1", 195. Second year with the Chiefs as a breaking ball misses outside in the count 1-2 on to Ramirez. Miguel Ramirez tonight, ground out the second in the second, flew out the first in the fourth, and a ground out the short in the sixth. Here comes the 1-2. Schmidt's fastball is high and misses. Count 2-2. Schmidt, the deep breath, now the 2-2. Breaking ball. Good frame attempt by Aaron Antonini to try and get it on the outside part. But Joseph McCarthy not buying it, so the count is now full. Here comes the 3-2. Fastball that darts low and inside. So it's a walk for Miguel Ramirez to lead off this ninth inning. You know, NOPEC buys electricity and natural gas in bulk, and then it passes the savings and benefits on to you. Also, you can enjoy greater peace of mind. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. Schmidt's first pitch on to Connor Cox is a breaking ball inside 1-0, your count. Cox today with reaching twice. He had a double in the fourth and a walk in the seventh. Came around to score in that seventh inning off the single from Jean-Kenzie Noel. The 1-0, fastball, caught strike at the knees, count 1-1. Schmidt, exaggerated deep breath, lowering the shoulders. The 1-1 comes in, looping breaking ball, does not get the call on the inside part. So the count 2-1. Dark sky here as we approach 9 o'clock in Peoria, 10 o'clock Eastern time. As they look over towards second, or as first I should say, and a breaking ball from Schmidt does not catch the corner. So the count now at 3-1 on to Cox. Schmidt the kick and the 3-1 offering. Fastball does not get the zone. So it's another walk. 2 to begin this inning. We'll see Peoria's bullpen begin to stir here. If Daniel Heredia had three innings, allowing only one hit and a run, I wanted Schmidt for this ninth, but a struggle to begin it. So he'll have to face now the top of the order and Petey Halpin. And there's some urgency here. You want to make it a two-run lead that you have to try and come back on in the ninth. Just based on previous games in this series, it'll be tough to put up more than that. They put up two in the ninth last season. Yesterday's game. The look back from Schmidt, the first pitch on a Petey Halpin, an off-speed called strike on the corner. Schmidt is set at the belt. Runners on second and first, Ramirez and Cox. Halpin sticks out the bat, and the ball lunges off the bat into the netting in the count 0-2. Halpin tonight with a hit, extending his hit streak to 9. Has a walk as well in 4 plate appearances. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Halpin foul tips it into the glove for out number 1 of the inning. Schmidt gets a much needed out against Halpin. As Joe Naranjo will come up. Naranjo reached last on an error, and E4 in the 7th. Has a single in the 5th. It's had a very strong month of May for Joe Naranjo. 4 home runs, 4 in May and 4 in April. He's been a constant power source for Lake County and a clutch hitter as well. He leads the team in RBIs. In a 2-run triple on Thursday evening to give him 26 on the season. Not far behind him is Jonkenzie Noel with 24. Two ends in Noel and Naranjo, combining for 50 runs batted in for Lake County. As this one's cut on and missed by Naranjo, count at 1-1. And Schmidt to look in. And the 1-1. Off speed, inside high, count 2 balls and a strike on Naranjo. Lake County a chance to really distance themselves in this inning and have a less stressful ninth for Randy LeBeau. The 2-1. Fastball called strike at the knees, count 2-2. Of course, Peoria, you can't really say it's a sense of urgency in May, but they know tonight might be a best shot at winning a ball game in this series, especially with the score still close here in the ninth. The 2-2, Naranjo chops it slowly, foul, down the first base line. Schmidt, once again, set for the 2-2. The pitch. Breaking ball outside and low, and the count now full onto Naranjo. 3 balls, 2 strikes. There's 1 out in this inning, 2 runners on for Lake County. It's Ramirez on second, Cox on first. And the pitch. Swung on and missed by Naranjo. A strong at-bat worked for both sides. Schmidt comes up the victor with his second K of the inning, 1 out away from escaping with 2 runners on. The guy familiar with that situation tonight, Jonkenzie Noel, steps up to the plate. His last 2 at-bats have been with 2 runners on. In fact, in the 5th, he did so, he struck out, and in the 7th, he hit an RBI single. With the runner on second, runner on first. The situation here, the runner's different with Ramirez on second, Cox on first. As the first pitch is a breaking ball low inside, count 1-0. look in from Schmid. The 1-0. Off speed, Noel, broken bat down the third baseline. It sneaks under the glove of Mendoza. Coming home is Ramirez, rounding third, and now the full breaks put on is Connor Cox by Greg DiCenzo. Noel sneaks the second, and that just a tough break for Peoria. A ball not hit hard, but sneaks under the glove of Mendoza. Maybe took a hop that he wasn't expecting, or didn't take a hop that he was expecting. And Noel's at second, Cox at third. Ramirez scored, and the captain's up 4-1. As Alexi Planas is at the plate, first pitch swinging here, and this one fouled off towards the on-deck circle. Anel Martinez picks it up, gives it to the ball girl, and she'll give it to one of the kids. Count 0-1 on to Planas, who tonight is two singles. Last time up grounded into a 5-4-3 double play. Has two runners in scoring position as Smith's pitch, a breaking ball called strike at the knees. Count 0-2. Schmidt got the ground ball necessary, broken bat by Noel, but for Mendoza, just could not field it cleanly. I'd like to see a look in that replay if it did hit off the bag, and that might have affected the trajectory. The 0-2. Swung on and missed by Planes. A nice fastball by Schmidt on the outside corner. But Lake County does get another run. It's one run scored on what is officially scored an error, so no hits, one error, two left on base. Bottom of the ninth, Randy LeBeau looks to protect the 4-1 captain's lead here on WJCU.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Four, five, and six for Peoria in this ninth. They need three runs. They got two yesterday, down 3-0, which wasn't enough. We'll see what they do here, down 4-1. Randy LeBeau working his second inning of work. First pitch, 80-mile-an-hour changeup that notches on the outside corner, count 0-1. Captains with four runs, eight hits, no errors. Peoria, 1-2-3 across, one hit, or one run, two hits, three errors. As Bischberger swings, pops it up, right to the mound. LeBeau calls everyone off, but can't make the play. It bounces off the back end of the mound. Bischberger is on to first. Peoria crowd into it. They want to win in this series, and Bischberger with a good start. In that situation, as much as LeBeau would like to make the play, as much pitchers or pitchers would love to, of course, but maybe they're calling an infielder in wouldn't be the worst-case scenario because it's a tough play for a pitcher to make, and Ramirez and Delgado both charging in from the left side, and it's easier to come in on a ball than come out because he was on the back end of the mound. Regardless, Buschberger is on first. Antonini at the plate. Squares the butt, pulls it back. Fastball misses high, count 1-0. Of course, you could give up an out for a runner to move in scoring position here for Peoria, but you're down 3, not a run, and you have only 3 outs that remain. Here comes the 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike. Count 1-1. And Antonini squared the bunt back, pulled it back, and it was a strike. LeBeau to look over to first. Now to the plate. 1-1 breaking ball, called strike. It pops in and out of the glove of Ramirez, rolls down the third base line. Not far enough for Buschberger to advance. So the count is at 1-2 onto the hitter in Buschberger. Time called in the left-hand batter's box by Aaron Antonini. LeBeau, the look over. The 1-2. Fastball high. Count 2-2 on to Antonini. Antonini tonight grounded out the first and the second. Flew out to right in the fourth. Flew out to center in the sixth. Count 2-2. LeBeau's pitch. Antonini chops this one to the second baseman at Cairo. He fields on a high hop to second for one. On to first. Double play. 4-6-3. Second double play that the Captains have converted tonight. And there's two away. Peoria down to their final out. Thomas Francisco, the last hope for Peoria. Remember, after the final out of tonight's game, stay tuned for the Lake County Captains post-game show as LeBeau comes with a fastball, misses outside, count 1-0. Francisco tonight 0-3, all three strikeouts swinging. As he sees a curveball, nestles on the outside corner, and the count 1-1. LeBeau has gotten Peoria to ground into 2 double plays in his 1-2/3 completed as Francisco fouls one away. 1-2, 2 outs. Peoria down to their final strike. LeBeau looks in. The 1-2. Fastball high inside, and the count 2-2. Francisco trying to keep the Chiefs alive. Here comes the 2-2. Cut on and missed by Francisco. Randy LeBeau with a strikeout to finish his 2 innings and to finish the ball game for Lake County, who have now won 5 in a row, extending their longest streak of the season, a 4-1 victory against Peoria tonight. In that ninth inning, no runs for Peoria on no hits, 1 error, none left on base. And the finals across for both squads. Lake County, 4 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. Peoria, 1 run on 2 hits and 3 errors. Lake County getting that error in the ninth, their only error of this series. But another victory for Lake County, and we'll relive it next coming up on the Lake County Captains post-game show. Captains are winners in their last 5 and have now taken 9 of the 11 games played in their 12-game road trip. 23-20, and Peoria drops to 17-27. We'll come back after a quick break for the Lake County Captains post-game show. Final score here in Peoria. The Lake County Captains 4, the Peoria Chiefs 1. Stay with us here on WGCU.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captains Wrap-Up Show. Now, here's John Vicari.
Welcome into the Lake County Captains post-game show here on WGCU. Captains with their fifth win in a row by a score of 4-1 this evening. It was dominated from start to finish, and we'll run through it right now. In the first two innings, pitchers dominated. It was 32 pitches thrown by Austin Love, allowing two base runners, no runs. And Doug Nikhazy only allowed a walk through the first two on 33 pitches. We go to the bottom of the third, and Doug Nikhazy would get two strikeouts in this inning, including his third of the day, to end the third. Nikhazy ready to go. The 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed by Antico. About a 3-4 swing from him. He was fooled on Nikhazy's heater. Three strikeouts for Doug through three. Yep, and in terms of Nikhazy's outing, we'll get a little into that later, but he was dominant. Top of the fourth now, Lake County decides to add some run support after only one hit. That was from Alexi Planez in the first. He begins the fourth that way with a base hit. He would be on first and then move to second via a pass ball. Christian Cairo would knock him home with a double down the right field line. As Cairo swings, this one off the end of the bat, shot down the right field line. It drops in for a base hit. Planez rounds third. He's coming home. The ball escapes Lott and now in the corner. Cairo rounding second. He's coming to third, and he'll slide in before the throw comes to the bag. Christian Cairo with an RBI hit. And we'll see the official scoring of whether they give an error to Lott or not. But Cairo is on third. Yeah, they would give an E9 to Cairo while he was at third base. One of three errors committed for Peoria in the game. Reynel Delgado would follow up Christian Cairo and deliver an RBI single up the middle with the infield in. Exactly what you need to do, and Delgado did it. The 2-1. Delgado, a chopper up the middle, up and over the pitcher and Love, and into center field as it splits the middle infielders. It's an RBI single for Reynel Delgado, scoring Cairo. Lake County now with two runs in the inning. They lead 2-0. 2-0 lead. They try to make it more with Connor Cox at the plate after an out from Mikael Ramirez and Delgado aboard. It was a double hit by Connor Cox, but a nice throw from left field and Tommy Ju that brought Delgado home, or did not bring Delgado home because he was tagged out by the catcher and Antonini. Love the look in. The 0-1. Cox puts this down the third baseline and past the diving glove of Mendoza and into the corner in left field. Delgado rounding third. He comes home. The throw cut off in time by a mile to the plate. And tagging out Delgado before he slides is Antonini. So Cox with a double, but a play at the plate. And a strong throw from Ju to left. On to Chambers at short. And on to home to tag out Delgado. But Lake County in that inning would get the two runs needed and the lead. The top of the fifth now, Lake County was trying to add some more. Leadoff single from Petey Halpin and a leadoff, or following that, Naranjo with a single. It would be two outs and runners on the corners. Angel Martinez would line a ball to the right side. But diving and making a play was Hernandez, the second baseman for Peoria, saving a run. Love's pitch to Martinez. Martinez, line drive, but a robbery from Hernandez. He dives to his left and catches it on the fly to Ron Martinez of a potential RBI single. Yeah, but that kept the score deadlocked at 2-0. Nikhazy would get through the fourth with two flyouts and a fielder's choice. Entering the fifth, though, is where he ran into trouble for the first time this evening. Francisco Hernandez with a single and then a Roman Mendoza walk, as well as a Mike Antico walk. And after that Antico walk, he would be pulled. He did go his longest outing, 4 2/3, scoreless. The reason it's scoreless, because Nathan Ocker came on in relief and escaped. The bases loaded. The payoff. This one in the air to left field. Backtracking is Cox. He's under it and makes the play before the warning track. Ocker gets the out needed to keep the Chiefs off the scoreboard. Yep, and the 2-0 lead stayed put. For the moment, though, we'd go to the bottom of the sixth. Ocker trying to complete a clean inning and start from the beginning. Todd Lott welcomed him, though, with a home run to left. The 0-1. This one, hard hit and deep to left field. No doubt about it. Looking up is Cox. And the runs Peoria were in search for comes right here off the bat of Todd Lott. His first home run this season at the high A level. And he cuts the lead to 2-1. Lake County still ahead. Yep, 2-1. It would be the closest that Peoria got to taking the lead. Because we entered the top of the seventh and Lake County added some breathing room. After a walk from Connor Cox and an E4 reached Naranjo, Giancenzo Noel came up with a runner on first and second and hit a hot shot to left field to play it a run. The 1-2. Off speed, Noel hard hit and threw for a base hit to left field. Cox rounds third, coming home. The throw comes to the plate, not in time. Cox ahead of the throw and the tag applied by Antonini. It's an RBI single for Giancenzo Noel, and Lake County now has a 3-1 lead. Yep, they would, and Lake County would have to protect that going into the final two frames. In terms of the final two frames and who would throw them, it was Randy LeBeau after Nathan Ocker went an inning and a half of relief, and Raymond Burgos had a 1-2-3 as well. But it would be Randy LeBeau on, and he would get, after a leadoff walk, a 6-4-3 double play in the 8th. The 2-1. Fastball, potential double play ball. Grounder to Martinez. He fields waist high on a second for one and on to first. 6-4-3 double play. Two outs now in the inning. No one on the base pads for Tom Lott. Now to the 9th, because Lake County would add another run in that inning. After leadoff walk to Mikael Ramirez and a walk to Connor Cox, Colin Schmidt bounced back with 2 strikeouts. But then Giancenzo Noel stepped up. It was a ball hit to third, broken bat, but just went under the glove of Mendoza into left, and that played in run. Number 4. The 1-0. Off speed, Noel, broken bat down the third baseline. It sneaks under the glove of Mendoza. Coming home is Ramirez, rounding third, and now the full brakes put on is Connor Cox by Greg DiCenzo. Noel sneaks the second. And that just a tough break for Peoria. A ball not hit hard, but sneaks under the glove of Mendoza. Maybe took a hop that he wasn't expecting, or didn't take a hop that he was expecting. And Noel's at second, Cox at third. Ramirez scored, and the captain's up 4-1. Yep, 4-1 lead that would stand into the 9th, because LeBeau would get, we're actually an E1 in terms of a pop fly that he misplayed, but then he bounced back with a 4-6-3 double play and then a strikeout to put the cap on the win for the captains. LeBeau's pitch. Antonini chops this one to the second baseman at Cairo. He fields on a high hop to second for one, on to first, double play, 4-6-3. Second double play that the captains have converted tonight. And there's 2 away, Peoria down to their final out. Yep, that was the double play, 4-6-3. Now here's the final out. Here comes the 2-2. Cut on and missed by Francisco. Randy LeBeau with a strikeout to finish his 2 innings and to finish the ball game for Lake County, who have now won 5 in a row, extending their longest streak of the season, a 4-1 victory against Peoria tonight. Yep, the 4-1 win. Lake County now with 5 wins in a row, and Peoria has dropped their last 7 games here at Dozer Park. Of course, Peoria tries to get a win tomorrow. Lake County looks for their first sweep of a series in tomorrow's ball game as well. It will be for Lake County, Lenny Torres. It was TBT for most of the week for Lake County, but Lenny Torres will get the start. Of course, Tommy Mace on the IL. Torres enters in for tomorrow's game, and it'll be Logan Grang, who started on Tuesday, if you can recall, for Peoria to get his second start of the series. But that'll be tomorrow, coverage starting. It is another night game on a Sunday, 7:15 Eastern Time, 6:15 here in Peoria with first pitch, 6:35 here, 7:35 in Ohio Eastern Standard Time. Special shout out to Logan Petoskey behind the board, making sure everything worked well behind the scenes, cutting up the highlights and doing everything that I don't hear, which is call the game pretty much. And then I'm John Vicari, and thank you so much for tuning in on your Saturday night as part of your Memorial Day weekend. We hope you join us tomorrow for game number 6 of this series and the final game of this 12-game, 13-day road trip for the Lake County Captains. Have a good Saturday night, everybody. Lake County with a 4-1 win. Winners of their last 5.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice,
As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.